Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. Our show today being brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, as they sponsor us every Friday. We're in the Sunbury Motor Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and the Lenape Solar Hotline is owned by Show 10 in one, Paul 13 in the other, with the Blue Hens of Delaware at Raymond Field in Newark. It's a 3:30 kickoff tomorrow. In the opening game, how
well quarterback played well, catch the ones they throw you, in that case, kicks, control the defend. The other thing I'd had.
Joe, first time in 3 years that Bucknell wins a game in which you don't score more than 20. What did it tell you about your team's defensive performance and how they held things instead for you?
Our defense is structured to stop the run, and when you can turn a balanced offense like Marist was into a passing offense, I think that gives you an advantage. Another thing that we did and we do well, we preach it all the time, is we controlled time of possession for three of the four quarters. That our defense is best when our offense is on the field, and we talk about it all the time. We want to give the ball to the offensive line. I think our last drive to kick a field goal was over 7 minutes. What that does is it keeps your defense fresh. We were fortunate we were able to play 9 defensive linemen, which is really a statement to our depth, and I think that's something that will continue to help us. Game experience, obviously, but within a game, keeping kids fresh and not skipping a beat. I think that's important. We also did some things in coverage where we were playing with 6 defensive backs on the field. Another thing that shows that we have some depth, and we're fortunate to come out of it relatively healthy. Tyler Smith tweaked an ankle, and we're not going to have him this week, but Jeremiah Young and Charles Thompson, and then we're going to bring along a young man named Justin Shangold, who's a freshman out of New Jersey, who's a 6-foot, 215-pound back, who has really done a good job in preseason.
Because of the nature of college football, no preseason scrimmage, no preseason games, coaches often talk about the game one to game two improvement. Now, the proof will be in the pudding tomorrow when you're at Delaware, but the practice week, what did you see in the practice week that tells you you have the chance for a game one to game two improvement?
Just some things that we did personnel-wise. I think that helps us. And the kids understand how important it is to wash away the previous game in terms of what Marist was doing scheme-wise compared to what Delaware does scheme-wise. Completely different things. You know, there's some things that carry over. But I think this group understands that once it's done, it's done. You don't get it back. And they've done a good job with that this week. They practiced hard. And they're 18 to 23. They go to class. So there are times where you have to prod them a little bit. But we do that, and it's really good from a coaching standpoint, the way we structure our weeks, that you know, Tuesday's a first and second down day, Wednesday's a third down red zone day, then Thursday becomes short yardage goal line, and then Friday's really a mental day that and the kids get into that preparation. And one of the things that we preach here is be students of the game, because there's only so many physical repetitions you can take, and they've gotten so much better with that, and we're going to keep pushing it because that's how you win the games.
Joe, your three captains, your seniors, Joseph Francis, Bo Traber, and Tyler Smith, what have they brought to the table that makes a head coach's life easier?
Well, Bo Traber is the typical linebacker that you want on your team. He's right on the edge of being a cheap shot. And, you know, as long as he stays on that edge,
yep.
He's a fiery kid. He helps the younger guys along, which is exciting, and it's good to see that. Jody Francis has really played for 4 years here. I think he's one of the better flyers in this level of football, but has really worked hard to become a better corner. And Jody is the kind of guy that answers all the questions. And sometimes we've got to shut him up because we want to see if the freshmen understand what we're talking about. And Jody's answering them all. It's like that guy that's waving his hand in the back of the classroom that Kevin and I were ducking when the teacher asked the questions.
That's right.
And then Kevin especially.
I duck all questions.
And then Tyler Smith, just how hard he works. And it's unfortunate that
ankle.
He's not going to be with us. But Tyler is undefeated with coin tosses, so we're going to let him. And this goes back through high school.
Wow.
So we're going to let him make the calls as long as he stays undefeated.
I don't even think Birdsong has that stat.
No, Birdsong, he's busy trying to pronounce Oyakoya.
yes. Joe, 14 consecutive. You led the nation in turnover margin last year. 14 straight games, including Marist, in which you forced at least one turnover. I know you teach it. I know you emphasize it. But in practical practice, how proud are you of your defense that understands what you're talking about?
It's refreshing when they get it. And what we talk to them all the time is that the reason we repeat things is that repetition causes habits, and the one that Ryan Morgan stole on a run game, it's funny to watch it again, that a bunch of the kids on the other team just stopped playing and Ryan's digging at the ball and he comes away with it. And we talk to him all the time about playing through the echo of the whistle. They've done a good job with that. We did turn the ball over twice, and we addressed that during the practice week. The one that Brandon threw slipped out of his hands. That's what, at least that's what he says, but we don't take any excuses.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one that Victor Walker put on the ground, he was carrying it low, so we taped his arm shut this week, and he will not carry it low anymore. Otherwise, we'll just teach him how to block, and he'll be a blocking receiver.
You go into a game in which Tyler Smith is certainly going to be an important part of what you want to do against Marist. As you mentioned, he gets banged up, he gets hurt. How did you feel about the performance of Jeremiah Young stepping in the way he did? How tough did he run for you?
Jeremiah Young has always been a guy that, and we preach this to the offensive line, he's going to, those twos and threes become sixes and eights. And he's a powerful kid. He's built low to the ground, and he brings it when he hits somebody, and that's the difference between a back that takes a hit and a back that gives a hit, and that's what we preach all the time. Does a good job in protection as well, and Charles Thompson actually did a very good job in the screen game, which is really important. You get frustrated during preseason because you're somewhere along the way your screens stop working because your defense gets used to them. They can smell the screen. Then you go against an opponent and they haven't seen you yet, and all of a sudden you're running on grass that you haven't seen in a while. But the backfield position, the tailback position for us is going to be one where multiple kids get multiple touches, and I think that's important. And that, you know, I think the Rutgers kid last night had close to 40 touches. They didn't have a backup. We're fortunate that we do have some depth there, and we do have backups. That it's really similar to the defensive line. You keep them fresh.
Right.
The other thing that we're going to do and pay attention to, if somebody gets a hot hand, we're going to feed them the ball.
Delaware, when you break them down on tape, what makes them a team that's among the top 15 in FCS?
The way the quarterback has executed their offense to their skill kids, they have outstanding receivers on the outside, and their running back's a junior. He started there since his freshman year. He really is a very good player, and they can hit home runs. They can create big plays, and then defensively, they're it's a combination of their front and their secondary that. If you have a very good front, it makes your secondary so much better. And they have an a guy that I think will wind up being an All-American corner in their secondary that is somebody we've challenged Victor Walker with. Travis Hawkins, he's a Maryland transfer and just an exceptional football player.
For you, when I mention the name Tubby Raymond, what just runs through your mind and the influence he had on your career, your life, and so forth?
When you mention Tubby, I just get goosebumps. And
yeah,
that's the unique thing about Delaware is I got hurt pretty badly as a senior in high school, and it really changed how I was recruited. And Delaware took a chance on me, and I have a debt there that I'll never forget. But the way they coach football, and, you know, it's something that Tubby got from Dick Nelson or Dave Nelson, and Tubby really influences how you think more than how you play. And everything was taught in a progressive manner. There was a difference, though, that I learned right away. There's a difference when somebody's yelling to you instead of at you. And he could get you going in pregame. And the band plays these tower chimes that right. Just talking about it gives me goosebumps. And that Tubby would address you by man that during that, the way the band, and he had it all choreographed. He's one of the smarter guys I've ever been around, and it would get you going and keep you going. And he wasn't one to say much to you unless you were a quarterback, but I actually got to know him much better as a graduate assistant, and just the science, the way he approaches teaching the game progressively, and it, regardless of what offense, what defense, it gives you structure to your teaching progressions that makes you much more time efficient, and kids understand that you're working for them, not them working for you. And you know, it comes a point where they take our cleats away and they give them to these 18 to 23-year-olds. And although I don't think they ever wanted to give me the ball at Delaware. I did recover two fumbles.
Yeah, well, it's amazing how a mentor passes along, a student listens, the student then becomes a mentor himself, and now Bucknell reaps the benefits of that.
It's a way we stay eternal, you know? It's really exactly. Similar to what we do with our children.
Well, Joe, it's always a pleasure having you on the show. You know how highly I think of you and the job you're doing at Bucknell, and I just want to wish you nothing but the best tomorrow in Newark and see if we can get the Bison to 2-0 here.
Thanks, Steve.
Joe,
you take
absolute
care. Thank you, Kevin.
All right.
I'll talk to you tomorrow, Coach. Thanks.
All right, you guys take care. Bye.
Okay, and we will come back with more. And today's show is being brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. We're at the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and the hotline that Joe Susan was just on is powered by Lenape Solar. Go to lenapesolar.com. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. Ken Niumatatolo, the head coach at Navy, at 4:35, following Sarah's news. Again, the Shikellamy Sealands Grow Gay postponed until 7 o'clock Monday night. After that horrific accident this morning in New Berlin on Route 304. The road, by the way, is now open. But again, four were hurt in that accident, and some are said to be severe. Sarah will have an update at 4:30. We'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK after this.
Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, has all your summer partying needs. They have beer, they have snacks, they have soda, they have water. And did I mention they have beer? Brewers Outlet has a huge selection of imports and microbrews, some incredible deals, and they're a great beverage shoppable store. Fresh roasted peanuts daily, and check this out, a new Help Yourself Pickle Bar. Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket, Sunbury, wants you to enjoy the summer, and don't forget the beer.
Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza would like to give you some advice on your next used vehicle purchase. There are many dealers offering $2,000 over Kelley Blue Book value for your trade, or a minimum of $3,000 for your clunker. Do you know what that means? It means these dealers are asking $3,000 too much for their vehicle. At Sunbury Motors, we have the lowest price promise on pre-owned vehicles. We research the market and make sure our prices are the lowest of any similar vehicle within a 50-mile radius from a franchise dealer. We also put our used vehicles through a stringent 135-point inspection, making sure you're getting a quality vehicle. So don't be fooled by the smoke and mirrors from these screaming dealers offering unrealistic trade offers. Visit Sunbury Motors online at www.sunburymotors.com, or better yet, come in and see that every pre-owned vehicle is clearly marked with our lowest price promise. Sunbury Motors, proudly serving Central PA for almost a century. And remember, always ask for a Carfax.
Welcome back. We'll hear from Ken Niumatalolo, the head coach at Navy, at 4:35. To preview tomorrow's game, it's rare, but it's also great to get the head coach of the opposing team on. But the way the structure is at Navy, it's easier to get a coach from the Naval Academy or from Army or Air Force to get on because of the structure of the place. They can only have the players during certain hours. That's it. So we took advantage of that and got Ken on the show, and we'll hear that at 4:35. All right, so that's what we have coming up. Now, again, the story this morning, every high school game across the area is on for tonight, except for Selins Grove Shikellamy. That's 7 o'clock Monday night. Selins Grove deserves a lot of credit for just jumping in right away and saying, look, we're one with you on this. And the right decision has been made. It was a horrific accident this morning as they were going to Sun Tech. Involved four individuals, four young people, four beautiful young people. And two of them were ejected from the vehicle. One had to be cut out. There was a fourth person also injured in this. We have been able to at least get as many details as possible. And everything that we have passed along to you. We've done the show in the context of that today. We had talked about having Joe Susan on the show. We did. Talked about Bob Soci being on the show. We've had him on. Ken Niumatalolo at 4:35. But all of it has been done on our part with the realization of what happened today and how greatly it has affected the family, friends, acquaintances of those involved, and how has it affected the school itself and the district. Any detail we get, we will pass along to you. But again, I want you to understand that we have put the show in its proper context today because we know what is important, always. And our news staff has done an outstanding job of tracking as many details as possible. Route 304 is now open, and that only happened within the last hour, so you know. It only happened in the last hour that it was open in both directions. So no need to find an alternate route. You are taken care of in that regard. It's now open both directions. Please be extra careful when traveling tonight. Please be extra careful when traveling this weekend. We're at the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And our phone line is powered by Lenape Solar, 1-800-795-9565. Very proud to have as our Friday sponsor heading into any weekend, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. You name it, they have it. I don't care if I'm going in for soft drinks or I'm going in for pickles or peanuts or whatever it happens to be, Brewers Outlet has it. Truly enjoy stopping with the friendly and great staff they have at the beverage supermarket. Our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sarah, with as many details as we've been able to delineate so far on that accident this morning on 304 in New Berlin, Coming up, Sarah Bartlett and the news and those details.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show being brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Also, Sunbury Motors, Sunbury Motors Kia. Sunbury Motors is 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, right near Susquehanna Valley Country Club. And Lenape Solar powers our hotline at 1-800-795-9565. And joining us on the Lenape Solar hotline is Ken Niumatalolo, the head football coach at Navy. Ken, thanks so much for the time you're giving us with the Nittany Lions playing tomorrow against the midshipmen of Navy. Thanks a lot for the time that you're giving us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right. Let's talk about the Dublin experience, first of all. First of all, going over there and then how it played out. Give us your view on both parts of that.
Well, besides the 3 hours of the football game, it was a great experience. You know, when you get your brains beat in, you know, it kind of dilutes all the other things. But it was a great experience for our young men. It's always hard, you know, to schedule a game that far away, just all the logistical things, you know, the time difference. You know, but Notre Dame had to deal with the same things. You know, as coaches, you're kind of control freaks, and you want to manipulate and control everything. And there are things you couldn't, you know. I mean, you couldn't adjust to the time and all that kind of stuff. But having said that, it was a great experience for our young men.
Something that was seen at Navy in recent years, especially the last decade, really strong quarterback play, and you experienced that, especially in your first 4 years at the Naval Academy. Give us an idea on the kind of young man Trey Miller is and also what he brings to the quarterback position you like.
Well, what he did last week or 2 weeks ago against Notre Dame didn't surprise us. You know, just in practices and in scrimmages and in the spring, you know, he's a pretty elusive guy. He's hard to tackle in the pocket. He keeps the play alive with his legs. You know, he's a good thrower. He's probably not as fast as our quarterback that we had last year, Chris Proctor, but he's a fast kid and probably not the thrower of Ricky Dobbs that we had, you know, 2 years ago. He's kind of in between there. And so I think his versatility allows us to do more things, and we'll probably throw the ball more with him.
Yeah, I was going to say, I noticed that with him, he did throw it. Now, obviously, it's a product of the game itself, but he threw 19 times. But in the running game, he ran the ball 20 times. Is that do you need 20 carries out of him, or do you need better distribution?
Well, we need to be, you know, better distribution. A lot of it is some of it was by design. Some of the carries were broken plays, you know, off the pass. You know, we actually called more passes than that, and, you know, it broke down in the pocket, and he had to scramble. We definitely don't want to throw the ball that many times. We want to be able to throw the ball on our own terms. But when you're down that much, obviously you got to try to get back in the game.
The size requirements at the service academies, each one runs a version of the option. For you, when you recruit, where are you hindered in recruiting? Even though it's a service academy is such a great thing to be a part of, but where do you have to work around in order to build a football team?
Well, we feel like, you know, we recruit nationally just like Air Force and Army, so we feel like across the country that there's enough kids that will fit the niche that we're looking for. You know, obviously with academics, that cuts the pool right off the bat who you can actually look at. And then the military requirement, you know, who is actually interested in the military. But I think, you know, for us in the last couple of years with the economy the way it is, there's actually been a lot more people interested in us. Just I think some of the parents realize that for their sons, you know, just the economic stability of having a job for 5 years and, you know, graduating as an officer, and I think those things are alluring to people. But it's hard to get the 6'6 and 350-pound guy, you know, because eventually they got to run a mile and a half and, you know, 10 minutes and 30 seconds, you know. And so they might be able to knock people around, but it's hard to get a big guy to run that fast. And so that makes it tough, and we all realize that. You know, we're not going to be able to run the power and the ISO and the zone play. So us running the option just gives us a chance to compete.
For obvious reasons, I've been friends with Ed DeCellis for over 30 years now, and Ed was telling me last year that he had to structure his practice between 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock no matter what. And one day, for example, one of his players walked into practice soaking wet. And he said, well, what happened? He said, what happened with you? He said, well, we were doing seal maneuvers, and I was in the river. And he had to spend all that time in the river. What do you have to do? How do you structure your practice and working around their particular schedules to make sure everything fits just right for somebody who's being trained for something else other than football?
It's tough, Steve. You just got to realize that it is what it is. Here's a lot of time that you have. You got to be as detailed and as organized as you can as a coach to realize, hey, this is the only time that you'll see them. Because other schools that you coach, I mean, the kids, they hang out at your offices, you know, when they're not in school, and you see them all day. You know, they're either in the team lounge or something like that. Here, you don't see these guys except for practice. And so you got to find a way to get in those couple of hours or an hour of the meeting time that you have with them that you can get all the information disseminated that you can. And you just live with the other stuff. I mean, I think some of the intangibles of the toughness and the discipline are things that you got to play on and, you know, try to utilize, because the other stuff, you know, it's out of your control and there's nothing you can do about it.
And they have to be up and going, what, at 5:30, right?
Yeah, so they got, you know, some early morning things. They got formation in the morning and classes. The hard part here, you know, that Ed – probably tell you, and anybody that's coached at the academy, is just the recovery time and nutrition. You know, these guys, you know, they're up all night studying and you're all day at school, then you come to practice. They don't get the recovery time that, you know, the normal Division I football or basketball player gets. So towards any part of the season, they start to get emaciated. You know, just guys start to lose weight. Just they don't have any time to rest.
What does it mean, though, to you to be a part of the culture of the Naval Academy?
Well, I think, you know, just with 9/11 happening yesterday, just, you know, it's humbling just from the standpoint that you know that these young men and young women that come here will eventually go or be in a part of a war maneuver, or be a part of that conflict in some way or capacity in Afghanistan. And because of what happened, you know, 11 years ago, there have been two major wars, and our guys come here not just to play sports or to go to school. Eventually, they'll be serving our country. And so you always realize there's a bigger picture besides blocking and tackling and, you know, running the curl route. You know, these guys are learning leadership skills that someday may save somebody's life.
And you have to get ready, though, for the football part of it, which means you have to get ready for the curl routes and things like that. When you look at Penn State, what do you see?
I see a team that's a couple plays away from being 2-0. You know, it's just you watch the game. I mean, they obviously dominated that game last week. You know, unfortunately, they missed some kicks, which, you know, I feel for them because we had some similar situations last year. We lost, you know, 5 games by 11 points, and we missed some kicks at the end of the game. And so I see a team that's right on the cusp. You know, they've grasped Coach O'Brien's offense pretty quickly, I think, and just, you know, all the different things that they can do. And defensively with Coach, you know, you see some stuff they're doing, Coach Rufo. I mean, it's the same stuff that they look like a typical Penn State defense. I mean, they're tough, hard-nosed, run to the ball. We got our work cut out for us, and I believe our kids understand that, you know, that this is going to be a tough game for us.
Ken, I appreciate the time you gave us on the show today very much, and we wish you nothing but the best, and also to the outstanding young man that you have the privilege of coaching.
Okay, thanks so much, Steve.
All right.
That's the head coach for the Navy midshipmen playing Penn State tomorrow here on WKOK. Pregame getting underway at 2 with the tailgate show from Beaver Stadium. Kickoff set for 3:30. More of the Steve Jones Show coming up on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Okay, final segment of the show, and our thanks to Joe Susan and Ken Niumatalolo, the head coach at Navy, for being on today. As we preview Bucknell, Delaware, which is tomorrow at 3:30. And, of course, Penn State and Navy, which also is tomorrow at 3:30. So,
and I'll only be getting updates then. I won't get a chance to hear your call this time. That was nice being able to go out to Marist and be able to hear you almost all the way out to Marist on WKOK.
Yeah, I'm sure Doug fainted. So
he was just upset because he couldn't get in the Tennessee game. That's all he was worried about.
Yeah, they got a big one this week. Tyler Wilson will not play quarterback for Arkansas against Alabama. That game is now officially over. Done. They have no chance against them. None. They have no chance. Simple as that. You can't beat Louisiana Monroe. What are you, how are you going to beat Alabama? How about that?
All right, let's see. It's 4:48 when Steve called the game.
It's over. Game done. Simple as that.
So what you're saying is you could save the university a lot of time and money. Just fly back. Don't even leave the. Don't, if you haven't flown yet, don't.
Ty Wilson. Okay. It'll be
What was that you just said?
I said Tyler Wilson is out. I said it's going to be a feeding frenzy. I mean, simple as that. So that's the big injury of the weekend. Bill Belton's not going to play tomorrow for Penn State. I can tell you that right now. So there you go. And Shikellamy and Sealands Grove will be Monday at 7. Sarah, of course, will have the full news block coming up at 5. She's put in a long day. She had to work the morning show this week. She's done an outstanding job. And she will have as many details as we've been able to delineate so far on the situation that happened this morning on 304 in New Berlin. So, there you go. But yeah, no chance. Pirates and Reds. Pirates are losing to the Reds right now. It is 4-3 in the sixth inning. My question is, in the wild card race, does anybody want it? Not based on what I'm watching.
I don't know. Well, remember yesterday I got all excited when I'm like, wow, they're only three games out. Yeah, the Phillies winning streak came to an end. So I'm going to stop caring now, and then maybe they'll make the playoffs.
The Phillies are 8-2 their last 10, but lost last night.
I'm the jinx.
Well, we all know that.
There you go.
The Pirates are only two games over 500. They've lost six in a row, and they're 2-8 in their own game. 9-20. The Dodgers have lost four in a row. 3-7. Anybody five their last 10 in a row. Three there. Cardinals are 4-6 now with teams fighting for the playoffs. Philadelphia, St. Louis, Pittsburgh, Dodgers. No. Arizona, even. No. Arizona's 500. Does anybody want this thing?
No.
Phillies are 72-72. Look, they're playing Houston. Okay? Like we could get a Sandlot team right now from Hughesville and have a shot.
I think you're right. You know, Houston actually scored some runs last night, too.
Yeah, in the eighth inning they did, yeah.
6-4 was the final. It was 4-3 for a long time.
Yeah. Now, Oakland is the wild card leader. Baltimore and the Yankees are tied for the second spot. One's the division champ, one isn't. Angels are 3.5 back, despite the fact, oh, look at what they've done in the trading deadline, blah, blah, blah. They fell apart. Tampa Bay, 4 back. National, St. Louis, 2 up on the Dodgers. Dodgers, look what they did at the trading deadline. Look, oh. You're kidding me. Adrian Gonzalez is hitting 229 since the trade. Josh Beckett is Josh Beckett. Hanley Ramirez is hitting 260 since his trade. Shane Victorino's done nothing. Nick Punto, still can't believe the Red Sox dumped him.
Speaking of the Red Sox,
he's hitting 150 since the trade.
Ooh, that's even below the Mendoza line.
Yeah, that's even below the Punto line.
That's what it'll now be. Speaking of the Red Sox, with all the recent discussion of the man managing that team, will he be managing it next year? Your opinion, Steve Jones.
He will be doing what I'm doing right now.
That's what I thought, too. It's back to ESPN.
He will not be managing the Red Sox next year.
Crux got a spot right next to him in the
studio. They will go on a worldwide search. The Red Sox will, and they'll hire somebody from Japan. Oh, wait. They have already done that. They have him right now.
That's been done.
But they have Daisuke on the mound tonight going for his second win of the year. Should be scintillating. Look, the Red Sox can, I mean, they can score, baby. I mean, they're sixth in the majors in runs scored. They're eighth in batting average. They're sixth in slugging percentage. And then it comes time to throw the little white spheroid. And guess what happens? 25th in ERA, 23rd in batting average, 21st in whip, 27th in quality starts.
By the way, that's my favorite statistic ever, quality start.
My favorite's a save, where the final was 7-2, but he pitched three innings. What did he save?
By the way, somebody forgot to tell Boston last night that they can hit.
Well, no. Bill and I were sitting at Damon's last night. Show's over. Red Sox-Yankee game comes on one of the screens. And I looked at him and went, oh. And he says, what? I said, look at the lineup. He says, oh. The two of us are Red Sox fans.
Game over.
Oh, I said, they won't score tonight. He says, no, I don't think so. It was 2-0.
That it was.
No. I mean, right now, I mean, if this were an NFL team, I'd be begging for the first pick.
Playing for the first pick at that point.
What the heck?
Tampa Bay lost 3 in a row. They have now pretty much injured their hope for a...
They're 4 back.
Spot in the wild card.
They're 4 back.
Every time I get excited about the Phillies, that's when everything starts to fall apart. I even watched part of the game last night.
Don't panic yet.
I'm not panicking. I'm just saying I'm the reason.
They take the next three for you. The reason for a lot of things. You take the next three games. They win all three. Suddenly they're 75-72. Right, you're limping badly into work on Monday. Why? Because you sprained an ankle jumping back on the bandwagon.
Listen, I never thought when this season started, I'd be excited about being 72-72.
Well, it's a remarkable comeback. I mean, it is a remarkable comeback. And Charlie Manuel deserves some credit because he's gone through a lot this year. He gets criticized a lot. Well, when things are going well, he should be praised. I know that's hard for you to do.
I don't know. I'm not saying he shouldn't get a little bit of the credit.
Come
as well.
On, when you've come back.
Yeah,
all
but
right?
he also got back half the team that was out the first half of the year.
Okay, but still, you cannot criticize. Okay, then fine. Why are you criticizing him when the chunk of the team is missing for that entire time?
Actually, I didn't criticize him. I criticized management. Not manager.
I see.
I criticized having hope in players that didn't seem to have any hope.
Yeah. So. All right.
I complained about management who decided that we didn't need middle inning relief as Philadelphia Philly fans, so we're just going to get a closer.
Look, they got rid of Chad Qualls. Come on. Give him some credit, okay? They dumped him.
Listen, they should be happy they found somebody willing to take him.
Exactly.
I think they actually paid money to get rid of him. I just don't think that was part of the deal. Nobody wanted to admit it.
I know I would have. All right. So here's the story. Our three sister stations tonight are carrying high school football.
Yeah, we'll have the Valley. 100.9 will have Lewisburg-Hughesville. And WMLP at 1380 AM and 1380 WMLP.com will have Milton Mifflinburg tonight. And, of course, Eagle 107 and WKOK would normally have Selins Grove and Chickalamy, and that game moved to Monday.
Monday at 7 o'clock. So, it's been a day unlike any other in the Valley. Whatever you have, young people severely hurt in an accident, your thoughts and prayers, your heart and soul go out to them, their family, friends, acquaintances, everybody within the school district itself. Be safe this weekend. Today's show has been brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. For Kevin, I'm Steve. Thanks for joining us.